Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right, America. Listen up to Colombo Chronicles Live right here with the Rose every Wednesday. Usually it is every Wednesday, but today we're going to do a very special show because I think it's important that we understand what's happening every single day. There's something new related to this COVID cult, which I call a COVID cult, of tightly knit inner circle of very wealthy people who are invested in Big Pharma, appear to be wanting to create the New World Order, Big Pharma, COVID industrial complex that engulfs the entire world, takes everybody hostage, takes everybody under their control, and takes everything away from you so you own nothing, which is not socialism, communism, and Marxism. And you own nothing, and they own everything you ever worked for, your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and destroy everything their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, if they're natural-born Americans, built up for them and saved for them so that they could turn on the American people, America, and then the rest of the world. It appears they are targeting natural-born Americans who are a majority of European Americans, Canadian Americans, and most recently between Biden and Obama and Pelosi and Schumer and Waters and all the Democrats, they decided to flood our nation with unidentified third world nation people who invaded our nation by forcing their way in illegally. And they also flew them in illegally using our tax dollars without our knowledge, which was a fraud on the American people because that was pre-planned to bring in 5 million radicals into the USA secretly at night, set up no-go zones, and then scatter them around the country in buses, which is they're still doing that for people around the world who are empowered by knowing that they can violate federal and state laws. They don't have to stand in line like all the legal immigrants. Of course, we welcome immigrants. My grandparents were immigrants from Europe. So, of course, we welcome immigrants and who came here legally and loved America, weren't coming here to change America, weren't coming here to attack Americans, weren't coming here to change our way of life and our religion and our politics. And they weren't coming here to destroy America. They were coming here to assimilate as America and reap the benefits of all the opportunities to earn a living and make as much money as you want and be free, liberated, and enjoy all the rights and the sovereignty that America had established for 245 years. But now we have the New World Order wealthy members who are also linked to China and Iran and Russia and the Wall Street wealthy ones, billionaires. Not all on Wall Street, but those who are involved with the New World Order. And, of course, many of them were involved with Jeffrey Epstein. So, of course, we should be questioning them. Of course. And why not? They want to silence us. They want to tell us to shut up, sit down, and be quiet, or else be punished. You will be targeted. You will be fined. We'll stick the IRS on you. We'll do whatever we have to do to shut you up. Well, that isn't the America I grew up in, nor you grew up in. And while we still can, we need to stand up, and speak out. So, wake up, America. Is the American dream on the verge of the American nightmare? Well, let's find out. Because, first of all, I wanted to talk about, just quickly, the major protest erupts at the airports as pilots buck Biden's mandate to be jabbed with the FDA experimental and trial injections that George Soros and Bill Gates are involved with and purchase Mellogic and allegedly BioNTech so they can track, trace, and spy on every American on the planet and impose their unconstitutional vaccine passport that overthrows the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights and equates to communism over in communist China because it is equal to the Merit App, which the communist China imposed on their people so they can control their money, their property, their assets, and control their minds and bodies as to whether or not they can travel, what they can or can't be, what they can or can't eat, where they can or can't go, whether they can go to college, whether they can travel outside of the USA, and so forth. In other words, they are enslaved to their government, and if they dare disagree, then their merits go down and they can do absolutely nothing, or possibly be arrested or executed or reprogrammed in their FEMA camps over there. So here we go. Of course, his unwillingness to tackle any of our nation's major troubles is a large part of this. Biden, along with Vice President Kamala Harris, can't seem to find any motivation to tackle the humanitarian crisis at the border, nor are they interested in rooting out the causes of Bidenflation. But it goes on to say after that, but there is another bit of the Biden agenda that's causing a great deal of angst. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate that threatens to gut the American workforce and continue to weaken the economy. So I just wanted to point this out because you need to stand up for your constitutional guaranteed established constitutional federal and state laws that provide you the necessities of life laws. That means that you are, as an American, have the right to work, to go to school, to travel, to provide for the necessities of life, which are shelter, food, water, medicine, education, work, travel, own a business, make as much money as you want to make without the New World Order coming and ripping you off. They didn't earn your money. You earned your money. The banks didn't earn your money. You earned your money. They don't own your money. You own your own money. Now, if they want to withhold it, in my opinion, that is a crime against humanity because then there you are denied the necessities of life. And CEOs who are firing their employees, in my opinion, do not have that authority to do so. They are not our doctors. They have no right to access our medical records or to invade our privacy, and vaccines happen to be part of the medical records between you and your doctor because there are the HIPAA laws. Now, these agencies are changing and rewording to fit their New World Order narrative, which Dr. Fauci called new norm. Well, we don't want the new norm, and they have no authority to create a new norm and use a vaccine passport to commit a treason, in my opinion, to overthrow the United States Constitution without dropping a nuke on it, but instead are jabbing people who they have no control over their bodies or minds because that is an unalienable right, free will, and free choice to control your own body and mind granted by God, gifted by God, as well as to breathe in fresh air 24/7 without wearing a stupid mask that has issues, health issues, in fact. So a major North Carolina airport saw pilots protesting Saturday against President Biden's new vaccine mandate as the airline industry already struggles with staffing shortages and an inoculation push. Who are these people to force and jab you with an experimental drug, an experimental jab? It's reported and alleged that Dr. Fauci used foster children, babies, and teenagers without the parents present and without the foster parents present or CPS guardians present, because the judges and CPS, but especially the judges, are responsible and have a duty to monitor and protect the safety and welfare of every foster child that they decide to take as a ward of the state or place in a foster care home. So how did he get all these children to experiment upon, and some were permanently injured? But we don't know how many. So who are these scientists and these international traffickers who have scientists over on Zorro Ranch for decades, who's into eugenics and cryogenics and immortality and creating the superior race, linked to Bill Gates, George Soros, and so many other wealthy people in the New World Order, who are attempting this takeover of the world and your body, your minds, and your children? Even the Surgeon General said that once the children are on the public school property, that they can take over your children's minds and bodies and inject them without opt-outs. Well, I have news for him. Those aren't his children, and he didn't give birth to them, and he's not paying for their food, shelter, medical bills, and their education, and everything else they need. So if he's going to say they're his property, then he needs to fund the parents for all of the expenses that they're spending to take care of these children on a daily basis. Because it is the taxpayers who's paying for those jabs. It is the taxpayers who are supporting those children. It is the taxpayers who gave birth to those children. And they don't belong to him. By changing a few words on a piece of paper, which is not his job duty or his responsibility, control over the bodies and minds of children, because those are taxpayer-funded schools, taxpayer-funded property, public schools, it's called, which means the parents have a right on those public schools and have a say because they support all of the principals, administrators, the staff, and the operation of those taxpayer-funded public schools. Anyway, a group called the U.S. Freedom Flyers organized a rally outside Charlotte Douglas International Airport Saturday as pilots for major airlines and other supported protested and others who supported protesting against Biden's latest directive that all private companies with 100 employees or more, to enforce a vaccine requirement. They are not even vaccines. They are FDA experimental and trial injections, and they should call them for what they are. They are still in R&D, research and development. There are not short and long-term case studies approved by the medical field, scientific field, that then take 5 to 15 years to approve and study and turn them over to the FDA, who then determines if they will or will not license the R&D experimental and trial injections as licensed vaccines, which takes at least 5, 10, 15 years or more to do. So they are mincing words when it comes to what these are. They are not licensed vaccines, to the best of my knowledge, unless they just did it overnight. But to the best of my knowledge, they are exactly what they are, experiments and trials. And Dr. Fauci stated to his colleagues that every candidate, which is everyone who's being jabbed, is at risk, and not only at risk, but that there are enhanced infections. There can be enhanced infections and unknown consequences. Well, they knew the consequences because they listed them in a workshop on a draft in 2020. They knew what the direct adverse health effects could be for a potential on individual people who were injected with these experimental and trial jabs. And number one is Guillain-Barré syndrome, which allegedly, according to Alex Jones and his sources, is what happened to California Governor Gavin Newsom, who the last time I saw him was on video getting his second Moderna shot. He had gotten a J&J, from what I heard from Alex Jones, and then a Moderna shot with the mRNA gene manipulation or gene therapy, depending on the doctor and what they refer to it as. So he hasn't been seen for at least 12 days, almost 2 weeks. And this is what is alleged happened to California Governor Gavin Newsom, who is staunch on, as well as his mayor, Garcetti, on demanding as dictatorial dictators, everyone in California be jabbed or be punished. I wonder, I hope he's well. I hope he's doing fine. Our prayers go out to him, whatever happens. Maybe he's just on vacation, but that is the allegation made online and on video of what may have happened to California Governor Gavin Newsom. But it's an example of what is happening to other people in this country and around the world, and the fact that the FDA safety surveillance of COVID vaccines and their draft working list of possible adverse event outcomes, in which they listed in 2020, are happening. It's not like they didn't know these were potential disabling direct adverse health effects on human beings. Why would they do this? And they also include death. And so this is very, very serious. And we need to get to the bottom of it, call our representatives and start asking more questions and demanding that this come to a big halt, because we need long, short, and long-term case studies approved by scientists and ethical doctors who approve, and they publish this information in medical journals so that we can see the benefits versus the direct adverse health effects and deaths. And also, jab should be FDA licensed, but then we have a conflict of interest. We don't know how many of the FDA people who approved these jabs, these experimental and trial jabs, are invested in Big Pharma, Pfizer, J&J, Moderna, like Gates and Soros, BioNTech, Mologic, and so forth, the tracking and tracing and spying companies that will spy and trace and track every human if they get away with this. And then the we just don't know who these people are and why they approve these experimental and trial injections upon the world rather than following the protocol of the short and long-term case studies on the direct adverse health effects when they already had a list of these serious potential adverse health effects that affect pregnant women and children with Kawasaki disease and many, many more issues such as attacks, heart inflammation, strokes, brain injury. We're talking serious problems here for healthy people to suddenly become disabled or die. Wake up. So anyway, it also says that Biden's latest directive that all private companies with 100 employees or more to enforce a vaccine requirement starting January 4th, Fox 8 reported. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Louisiana on Saturday granted an emergency stay of the vaccine requirement by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration. I also read that the GOP is filing a lawsuit against this mandate because a mandate is not a law. The only body that can make a law, get it straight, is the U.S. Congress. And they have to read it. They have to study it. They have to review it. They have to debate it. They have to vote upon it. Then it goes to the Senate, and the Senate has to do the same thing, and then they have to vote upon it. And if they approve it, it goes to the president for signature. He doesn't just make laws that affect every human being's life and health and dictate that we're bypassing your free will and your freedom to choose to control your own body and mind and that of your minor children. He's not a doctor. Neither is Gates. Neither is Soros. They aren't scientists. But yet they're controlling this whole New World Order, Big Pharma cult. I call it a cult. And we don't want to be in their cult. We want to have our own free will. We want to have information. We want to have real statistics. We don't want this flip-flopping that they're doing and changing words to recreate what is a vaccine when they know that mRNA, according to doctors and scientists, is not a vaccine. It is a gene therapy or gene manipulation, according to these credible, well-seasoned doctors who work with COVID patients and respiratory ailments and other issues that affect our health. So why are they silencing them? The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Louisiana on Saturday granted an emergency stay of the vaccine requirement by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration. We're out here today because we're tired of the mandate. I think the world's tired of this mandate. I think especially Australia, poor Australians, poor Aussies. God bless you. You need to protect your health and your freedom and your liberty and your rights and to control your own body and mind and also that of your minor children. So the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court in America, the Court of Appeals in Louisiana, on Saturday granted an emergency stay on the vaccine requirement by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration. We're out here today because we're tired of the mandate. We're tired of being told that our bodies are not ours, our children's bodies and minds are not there, that we're to be, our bodies are to be altered with this gene manipulation and also other chemicals, allegedly graphene oxide, which is poison to the body, and bromide, and hydrogel cells and aborted fetal tissue, which they're calling not aborted fetal tissue, so you can't get a religious exemption. That is not true. They came from aborted fetal tissues, those stem cells, here if they were in 1920, they came from aborted fetal tissues to create more stem cells. They're saying they're from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, so therefore they aren't aborted fetal tissues. They are aborted fetal tissue, and they that's where they came from. And they also test with aborted fetal tissues. So everyone who claims a religious exemption should be granted a religious exemption based on their personal beliefs, their religious beliefs, morals, integrities, values, and believing in the sanctity of life, and do not believe in abortions for no reason at all. We all agree that there are three specific reasons which have always been on the books for legal abortion. But other than those three, and many people don't believe in those three, but most people do believe in those three reasons for a legal abortion. But Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and the Clintons and Pelosi's and all of these people involved in eugenics and abortions is a depopulation program of the natural-born Americans so that we don't have babies, so that our young people don't have babies. Natural-born Americans. Well, if you don't have babies, then you don't have children, and you don't have future grown-ups who can preserve the United States of America and who can just won't be anybody, will there? It'll just be a total depopulation if this continues with their transhumans, which are neither female or male and can't procreate, which is, in my opinion, child abuse to be indoctrinating these kids into at such a young age into sexual issues and agendas and indoctrination, as well as indoctrinating them into same sex, and then that abortions are just fine, it's no big deal, which they've done since the 70s. Well, it is a big deal. Because depopulation means you don't have nations once you start depopulating nations. You don't have nations because you don't have natural-born citizens. That's why God told you to marry and procreate and fill the earth with babies and children so you can keep the generations going and you can keep the sovereign nations preserved for future generations. But these are all depopulation programs. And in December of 2007, they actually, with Obama, Biden, CFR, Kerry, Feinstein, in a secret meeting, passed the Global Poverty Act, which Obama changed the name and inserted as a mandate, executive order in executive order when he took possession of the Oval Office in 2009. And Biden was involved, and Obama, and Clintons, and Feinstein, and Kerry, and CFR, and they were also involved in the open border policies. And the open border policies, that's why they called it the Global Poverty Act, because they secretly passed this to require the American people pick up the tab for their push, which would be in line with Bill and Melinda Gates, use financial incentives, which is our tax dollars, around the world, like in Africa and India, China, to enact the Global Poverty Act and reduce the population through providing Planned Parenthood abortion clinics in their countries, including Europe, all around the world, and that the American people were to pick up the tab under the guise of saving lives and reducing poverty and saving the planet. Well, you've been duped. because you have not been paying attention to what these people have been doing for the past 40 or 50 years if you do not know this information. And it's time for you to wake up, and it's time for you to start listening, because God bless these protesters of the airlines, the employees who are protesting against a mandated experimental and trial injection of mRNA gene therapy, alleged bromide, alleged graphene oxide, which is a poison to humans, alleged ethylene oxide, chemicals, nanoparticles of mercury and aluminum, dyes, and so forth, whatever else they have, including a Pfizer secret formula, according to a Pfizer whistleblower. Every person should know exactly what that secret formula is that they're injecting into your body if the Pfizer employee is correct and telling the truth. They are bypassing the FDA requirements of the past for this time in history, 2019, 2020, 2021, and into the future if this isn't ended. They are bypassing the moral, ethical FDA policy that you cannot use a human being who is not a willing volunteer, who is well informed of what is in the drug or the vac, the trial injection, and what are the risks, and then obtain a signed consent, a signed consent form that they willingly acknowledge and agree to be a willing volunteer for this experimental and trial drug or vaccine or treatment. When you go to the doctor and the dentist, you have to sign a form consenting to let them even touch you, let alone examine your body or your teeth. So how much more important is it when they're jabbing the whole world with an experimental and trial injection with unprecedented gene therapy never used on human beings before, and they have a list of the potential health effects that are happening around the world and in America to pregnant women, to children, to teenagers, to adults, and to the elderly, and they don't care. That's amazing. They granted themselves 100% immunity, so if your loved one dies, you are too bad for you. Human collateral for their experiment. Who cares? They don't. So if a mother dies and leaves her children behind, a father dies, leaves his children behind, they are going to compensate you. If that mother or father was working and they needed that money, which most people do to live, and then they have to pay for a funeral, sadly, they aren't compensating you. No, these billionaire CEOs are not compensating you, and yet they're still raking in billions of dollars from the mask, from the testing kits made in China, and from the jabs. And under Obamacare, Americans were required to pick up the tab not only for worldwide abortions, but for euthanasia, for the elderly, the sick, the veterans, and so forth, and early end-of-life counseling, as well as for jabs. Why did they include that in Obamacare, which is supposed to be about health care? And why would we have to pick up the tab for the entire world when we already donate billions and billions and billions to third world countries? These are questions you need to ask yourself. You need to do research, and then you need to call your representatives and ask them questions. So it says, we're out here today because we're tired of the mandate. We're tired of being told that our bodies are not our bodies and minds, and our children are not ours, but the government's, the public schools. Artemis Coburn, a pilot for a major airline, told the station, it just comes down to enough is enough, and we're going to make a stand, and this is our stand, and this is what the world must do. They must stand up, and they must demand to know exactly what is in the experimental and trial injections, and with a flu that has a 96.5% up to a 99.9% for children and teenagers and young adults, why are you jabbing the world? And why, as Kamala Harris stated in a speech, that most of the people who are now in hospitals have been vaccinated, and most of the people who died have been vaccinated. But she suggests that you get vaccinated, recommends it, that everybody get vaccinated. Did she actually know what she was saying? But a nurse from Australia said, they're in the hospital because after they were jabbed with the experimental and trial injections, which, as I, to the best of my knowledge, are not licensed vaccines, so they should stop using the word vaccines because it makes people feel safe when they're getting jabbed as a human lab rat and with unknown consequences and no compensation. Oh, they're going to tell you that you can file for compensation with the government. Guess what? Percentage of ever getting any money from the government for your experimental and trial injection is going to be zero to a very small percentage of people who ever get compensation. It's hard to even get compensation from a licensed vaccine that where people died or were paralyzed or had strokes or heart attacks or were disabled from the licensed vaccine from Big Pharma. So, and some people never get any compensation. And you can look up those lawsuits, Lupron. You can look up Lupron and swine flu and Gardasil and check out the lawsuits from people who were either disabled or lost loved ones. And those, to the best of my ability, were licensed vaccines. These are FDA, still in research and development, experiments and trials. So you are a human lab rat along with your children and your babies. And where did they get the authority under the United States Constitution to go from CEO employers to dictators who demand to see your medical records, collect medical information on you, and then discriminate against you if you don't want to be a human lab rat, and destroy your income, your profession, your career, your jobs, your businesses, so you lose your home. What a program. And maybe that's why they have said, the New World Order leaders have stated, that you will not own nothing, but you will be happy. How about if we redistribute all their wealth back into Social Security and Medicare and back to the American people who have been harmed, experience what it's like to own nothing, and we'll do case studies on them and let them be the human lab rats with their own jabs. And we'll see from there with the case studies down the road 10, 15 years from now if they believe in their same program. Well, God bless you and God bless America. Remember, injustice can happen to you and they can happen to me. But together, we can make a positive difference. Remember, you're never alone when you tune into Columbo Chronicles. every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or listen on the World Wide Web at blogtalkradio.com/Columbo Chronicles.